Lives in Worcester with the Royal Albert Hall feeling, I think, a little bit more like Radio City Music Hall. Cameron Carpenter was improvising on Anne Dudley's theme, ending his second organ prom from September this year. It was presented by Christopher Cook. We're back at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow night. Another chance to hear the prom in which the Berlin Philharmonic and Sir Simon Rattle performed works by Ligeti, Wagner, Sibelius, Debussy and Ravel. That's tomorrow evening on Radio 3 at 7:30. Well, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without a few return visits to the proms, or without Sir David Attenborough.
On BBC One, over millions of years, life in the oldest continent has struggled, evolved and triumphed into the most spectacular show on Earth. From the dead centre of the Sahara to the tip of Cape of Good Hope. From the barren mountains of the Atlas to the riches of the Congo rainforest. Africa remains, as ever, the most surprising continent of them all. Join me, David Attenborough, for Africa. Next Wednesday night at 9 on BBC One and BBC One HD.
Well, just returning briefly to the subject of this summer's proms, we are paying a second visit. Tomorrow night at 9:40, Jez Nelson will be presenting a concert in which Guy Barker and Martin Taylor evoke the spirit of Django Reinhardt. That's at 9:40 tomorrow night. BBC Radio 3, 11:20 now. Time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Welcome to Boxing Night Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I've tried hard to give the show the correct traditional feel. So, come revel in musical bubble and squeak, sonic pickles, strange fruit, and, as you might expect, wind. I'm not sure where exactly this first artist fits into those categories. Gemma Williams tells the world that she became Woodpecker Williams when she discovered her singer-songwriter muse and a harp in Devon. But in order to escape what she calls the saccharine twee side of the folk world, she began experimenting with a mental, horrible, distorted noise. Her words again. I do believe she succeeded. Thank you. a musical almost still life there. Stephen Montague's Night Frost Settles on a Pumpkin, performed by pianist Philip Mead. That's one of a series of short pieces Montague wrote for friends and relatives, little presents for a variety of special occasions. What a good idea. That's next year's Christmas gift list sorted for me. Back to this year's festivities. Here's Odetta with a song whose title James Baldwin borrowed for his first novel.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is a bone. In the time of David, some called him a king. If a child is true born, the Lord will hear him singing. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is upon. When I was a sinner, I sought both night and day. I asked the Lord to help me, and he showed me the way. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is upon. He made me a watchman upon city wall. And if I am a good soul, I am the least of all. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hill, well, everywhere. Go on to tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is upon.
There's been some lonely, lonely nights, yeah. Baby, yeah, since you've been gone. Lay my head on my pillow. How I cried. To say to me, yeah. I thought that we would never part. Yes, I love you. I just love you. I just love you. Why did you break my heart? Since you've been gone, girl. Baby, please bring back the light. Ooh, bring back the light. Baby, please come back home.
free me from these lonely, free me from these lonely nights.
The tune of Once Upon a Time introduces half an hour of dance music played by Leslie Jiver Hutchinson and his orchestra, who open their program with Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jar.
Dr. Heckle and Mr. Jibe by Leslie Jiver Hutchinson and his coloured orchestra, taken from an acetate of a December 1946 broadcast on the BBC Light programme. However, when Jiver Hutchinson died in a road accident in 1959, the BBC did not include his death in the news bulletins, in spite of his popularity. Fortunately, Johnny Dankworth, Shirley Bassey, Humphrey Littleton and Ray Ellington did the Jiver proud with a huge memorial benefit at the Odeon, Tottenham Court Road. Before that, Johnny Guitar Watson shared Those Lonely, Lonely Nights with us, a very New Orleans ballad, which he cut with most of the Johnny Otis Band in 1963. The triumphs of his 70s disco-funk career still awaited him. Returning to a more obviously seasonal theme, here's the Hilliard Ensemble with more music from the Codex Specialnik, the early 16th century Prague manuscript. Tria sunt munera, three are the gifts, Vidente stellam, seeing the star, and Reges Tharsis, the kings of Tharsis.
Oh.
Vancouver's Kid Koala with 9-bit blues, which he created using only ancient blues tunes from scratchy old vinyl records, his trusty turntables and a 1980s sampler. Whatever means he used to make the music, he certainly sounds like a guy who's been communing with the powers of darkness at the crossroads. Before that, Max de Wardner's 24 Lies Per Second, performed by percussion wizard Joby Burgess. The starting point was Austrian film director Michael Haneke's thought-provoking pronouncement, film is 24 lies per second at the service of truth, or at the service of the attempt to find the truth, a reference to the speed of 24 frames per second, at which projectors in commercial cinemas used to run before they were replaced by their digital successors. Here's a new and somehow cinematic version of Strange Fruit, Abel Mirapol's anti-lynching song, made famous by Billie Holiday and sung here by Moroccan-Belgian singer Leila Amezian.
Southern trees bear strange fruit, blood on the leaves and blood at the roots, black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. From the poplar trees, pastoral scene of the gallant south, then the bulging twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. For the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree. Thank you.
beautiful.
In Tomikoro Bungu, featuring Balake Sissoko on kora and Abubakar Badian Diabate on 12-string guitar, an improvisation recorded in Sissoko's courtyard in Bamako. It's from his forthcoming album At Peace, a musical wish for a return to harmony and peace in Mali, his homeland. A New Year wish we can all fervently get behind. Now here's a little something else to raise the spirits in this bleak midwinter.
Winterlude, winterlude, oh darling, winterlude by the road tonight. Tonight there will be no quarreling, everything is gonna be alright. Oh, I see by the angel beside me that love has a reason to shine. You're the one I adore, come over here and give me more than when I loot this dude thinks you'll find. Oh, interlude, winterlude, my little apple, winterlude by the corn in the field, winterlude, let's go down to the chapel, then come back and cook up a meal. We'll come out when the skating rink glistens by the sun and the old crossroads sign. The snow is so cold, but our love can be bold. Winterlude, this dude thinks you'll find. Winterlude, winterlude, my little daisy, winterlude by the telephone wire, winterlude, it's making me lazy, come on, sit by the logs and the fire. The moonlight reflects from the window where the snowflakes that cover the sand. Come on, tonight everything will be tight. Winterlude,
An uncharacteristic Cayley-style medley there from Horselips, who are normally known as the founding fathers of Irish Celtic rock. The Snow and the Frost Are All Over and Paddy Fahey's. Before that, more from the Hilliard Ensemble. Sophia Nascitur, It Is Said That Wisdom. O Quam Pulchra, Oh How Beautiful. And Magi Videntes, and When the Magi Saw. And before that, Bob Dylan, of course, with a Winter Warmer, Winterlude. You're listening to the Boxing Night edition of Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3 with me, Max Reinhardt. You can save a full details of all the music I'm playing tonight and also listen again to this programme whenever you wish over the next 7 days. Just go to the Lake Junction homepage, which you'll find online within the BBC Radio 3 webpages. Now, Let the Wind Blow, starting with this funky 50s piece by Ambrose Campbell's other UK-based African band, the Nigerian Union Rhythm Group. Its title comes from a poem by 19th century poet William Howitt, The Wind in a Frolic.
Jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red.
whispers clearly. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Minutes 20 seconds of something like perfection. The Wind Cries Mary, a final tune to honour Jimi Hendrix in the year in which his 70th birthday would have taken place. Which brings us to our last tune for this Boxing Night Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt and I'll be back tomorrow night at 11 o'clock, but I'll leave you with a Miles Davis tune inspired by Hendrix's Wind Cries Mary. Check the three chord riff that runs right through the track. It's entitled Mademoiselle Mabry, a nod to Betty Mabry, Miles's wife for a year or so, and she it was who introduced him to the music of Hendrix and Sly Stone. Pretty crucial influences for where Miles' music went next, seeing as it was 1968 and Electric Miles is out there on the horizon. Joining him are Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Chick Corea on keyboards, Dave Holland on bass and Tony Williams on drums. Good night.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. Marta Argerich's brand of pianism and musicianship has the power to draw listeners and performers to her like a magnet, and that's exactly what's happened over the past summers in the Italian-Swiss town of Lugano. The Marta Argerich Project, as it's called, takes the form of workshops and full performances. The repertoire is imaginative too. And for this opening couple of hours tonight, from the 2012 project, Anton Rubinstein's Fourth Piano Concerto, Mendelssohn's